and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Friday, the 17th of July, 2009. And the title of this podcast is The Homestead Cafe and Art. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And three times a week, I will be bringing you English to wake up your language learning skills. The Homestead Cafe and Art. Beginners. Today I will start at the end of a story to tell you a story. It was at the very end of our stay at Lake Roosevelt that we stopped at an oasis. I say oasis because the Homestead Cafe is one of very few great restaurants in a remote area. There are not many shops or restaurants in the Lake Roosevelt area, so you have to bring most of the food you eat with you. It is also quite far away from any major towns. Though we had plenty to eat in the house that my mother had rented, our choices were limited. When you are living in someone else's place, it's sometimes hard to get used to the kitchen as well. The coffee maker that was there was a mystery. The three of us, my mother, my brother, and I, couldn't figure out how to turn it on. Now, trust me when I say that we three are intelligent individuals, but still, it's a bit worrying to admit that we couldn't do it. Anyway, after our relaxing vacation, we headed out on Highway 2 back towards Wenatchee. On the way, we traveled through the little town of Wilbur. Right there on the main road was the Homestead Cafe, and it was breakfast time. As soon as we walked in, we felt at home. The interior was casual and very homestead-like, very woody and basic. It was clean and smelled like fresh food, a good sign. We had a big breakfast of gammon, eggs, hash browns, pancakes, and what seemed like gallons of fresh coffee. It was just what we needed. After traveling over miles and miles of flat wheat fields, the Homestead Cafe was truly an oasis. Advanced. One of the things that I love most about going on vacation is the surprise factor. When we stopped in Wilbur to have breakfast, I had no idea that I would discover a fascinating local artist. She wasn't actually there, but many pieces of her art were on display in the Homestead Cafe. After chatting with our waitress, I learned that the local artist's name is Katie Densley, and she happens to be the mother of the owner of the restaurant. We ate breakfast in one room, and her art was displayed in the adjoining room. She paints landscapes and also makes sculptures out of black wire. The theme of her art showed that she is very attached to Eastern Washington, the terrain, the seasons, and the climate. The cafe was the perfect setting for her art. Apparently, she has her own gallery in Wilbur, but unfortunately, we didn't have enough time to visit it. It just goes to show that art is everywhere, even in remote, dry areas of eastern Washington. One of the themes running through Katie Densley's art is the light. She shows the special colors of the setting sun on farmhouse landscapes, and also the many abandoned farmhouses and little shacks are lit up beautifully in the evenings. It was quite a discovery. Well, that's all for today. I hope this was of some use to you. The text is online at acupofenglish.libsyn.com or through iTunes if you click on the small I in the description column. Please feel free to leave me a message. I'm afraid there wasn't a podcast on Wednesday. I will put one for Wednesday for this week. I had some internet troubles. I'm sorry about that. I hope that wasn't too disappointing, but I'll make up for it. Please feel free to email me at acupofenglish@live.com. Give me any questions and comments, and I promise to write back. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.